Hello, today we have our trainers on, and the rain is holding off. It's a bit windy, but we're going for a walk around the block today. So before we get going, you may want to potentially put your shoes on and walk with us, or another option, you may want to be sat at the kitchen desk with your journal, as we're going to talk about writing, the power of journaling. We feel like this episode has been a long time in the making, because we've often referred to journaling in our podcast, haven't we, Anna?
We have. And
it seems like the time is nigh with the start of the school year and stationery shops. You know, this is their Christmas, isn't it? Stationery shops.
It was one of my most favourite things to do. Was it not yours? Like the stationery shop before you started school. Oh, so excited by a stationery shop.
I did actually find some of my old school books. And it was quite funny that I used to decorate my school books to like personalise them. So they didn't just look like a boring school book.
We used to wrap ours in wrapping paper. And sticky back plastic. We used to get very, very creative. And then the first few pages would always be such neat handwriting. And then you got into the second week of term, you're like, oh, I can't be bothered with this.
Well, look, see, you know, I mean, sometimes your best intentions can be you make it look beautiful on the outside. You buy a great journal.
Yeah.
But when you might keep it up for maybe a week or so.
That is me.
And then you fall over. And I think... so many of you listeners actually have sent me recommendations of journals that you use. I've tried a bit of everything.
Yeah.
I've tried ones with lines, one with no lines.
I've heard about dots.
Ones with daily kind of, you know, every day, like a calendar diary.
I start off so well. And then it's got to be something that you know you want to pick up and you know you want to fill out or you get pulled in by, don't you? I need prompts. That's what I need. If I'm left to my own devices, that's where it goes a bit wonky.
The point is, I suppose, is what we really need to come to this is we're not here to sell. You must be journaling whilst you know, lose weight. That's not really what it's about. But I think what we want to kind of recap is some of the reasons why it might be beneficial, how it might help you. You know, whilst Slimming World talks about maybe some of the food and the recipes, you know, the ideas are shared in group. Another aspect, I suppose, of support with the plan is that you get to become an expert in yourself.
So
and
key.
A good way of spotting that is getting those thoughts that are kind of whirring around your brain and capturing them in some way. And it doesn't have to be things that you share. It's just a way of getting it down, getting a bit of a reality check. Because, you know, sometimes we can be tripping ourselves up without even realizing.
Oh, definitely. I think a really important thing with journaling is working out what you're journaling, what your intention is. Actually, is this to capture what I'm eating? Is this to capture a routine I need to create? Is this to capture if anything it needs to change? Is this to celebrate? What's the reason? So that you've got an intention. I think when I see people use journaling in terms of weight loss, for the best outcome is when there is a direct intention of what they want to achieve. And doing it for a specific amount of time or for a specific reason can be really powerful, I think.
I suppose the other thing that I've thought about is journaling can be a habit as well. In that it's something that you kind of have to practice initially. You don't want it to be like a dear diary.
No.
Today I had, you know, porridge for breakfast. And then I saw Judith for a coffee. You know, it's not like it's hard to find your style. Like if you were a writer, it takes you a while to practice to find what's there. But what I would say the biggest benefit for me is on the times when I've really doubted and thought, I can't be bothered with this. I'm getting nowhere. I go back and I read my diaries of 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and I see there how miserable I was, how much I was struggling, because there's nothing better than on the worst days is just write something down. Just write, what is that thought that keeps coming back to you? Capture it in some way. Just put it down there, because in years to come,
you'll see how far you've moved on. Yeah.
And that for me is always the wake-up call.
Yeah, and a celebration of the achievements you've made and the things you've changed and how courageous you've been. I think that's really, really important. And for some of us, it may need to be quite deep, the journaling. For others, it may be at kind of surface level, just to capture some data. So again, it's about how you want to use it and what your specific intention is. I know for me, in terms of weight loss, the best way I've used it is to really look at things like habits forming, like body magic, like planning my food, like checking out how I'm planning to use my SINs, and using it as a check and a tick and a thing to go, yes, you've done that, rather than a, oh, you set out to do X, Y, and Z and you haven't done it. I'm in the process of getting diagnosed with ADHD, and one of the things that's really, really I've struggled with all my life is that I would create these huge to-do lists and then feel like I'd failed. So a little technique I learned was to create these lists and do all the things you knew you could do very easily and tick them off, so you felt the feeling of success. So again, it's using it as a tool to create positive habits and celebration, rather than going, well, I've done this journal and I set out to do X, Y, and Z and I've failed. So again, it's capturing where you are in your headspace with it, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Really, and that can be done in different ways, you know.
Totally.
Even drawing.
You like that, don't you?
I think after going through lots of different journals,
yeah,
where some were quite prescribed.
Yes.
And they told me what I needed to do and when I needed to do it, and today you will write this.
Yeah.
I needed something that was a bit more flexible, because...
Oh, really?
I wasn't the same every day. I wasn't having the same thoughts every day, getting stuck. And I don't write in it every day anymore.
Oh.
I got myself in the habit where I did write something every day for the first few years to just feel comfortable with it. But now I'll do anything from bullet points to dear diary entries to a few pictures to mind mapping.
Oh, I like that.
To shopping lists, to list what I need to pack for a holiday. You know, if you look through, it's just all the random things that I've done over the year,
and they're some of the best things, aren't they? Like, I have a notepad like that, and it's really fascinating to go back and be like, oh, what happened on that day, what did you do? So it's however you want to fulfill your goal, isn't it? And if it is just to capture what you're doing, then that's a great way to do it, isn't it? And it's showing you, like, I like something very prescribed, but you don't. And it's, again, it's finding what the right balance is for you, isn't it, really?
Well, if we come back to why is journaling beneficial in a weight loss journey, I think, you know, we talked there about capturing these changes as you go along the way. It's about celebrating a little win. Some people talk about doing gratitude diaries, you know, celebrating these small things. And I suppose it as you start to embark on losing weight, you can sometimes feel like you're a bit uncomfortable with the new you.
Yeah.
And it takes a while for you to get used to that. And the small things which you might not get a certificate for could actually be worthwhile capturing in a journal. So, you know, things like going down a notch on your watch.
Oh yes, I love that feeling.
You know, wearing a pair of jeans for the first time in ages that are a certain size that you never thought that you could.
Mm.
And it's just putting it down in some way, somewhere.
Totally.
That I like to, at the end of the year, put together a jar on little pieces of paper of all my favourite memories of the year.
Aww.
And we've got a big jar, so every year we're adding into the same
That's
jar.
Lovely.
And we put the thing, whatever the event or day or thing it was, with a date, and it goes into the jar. And the first place I draw upon is my journal.
Do you, to go back and look at that
information? Because you don't remember what you did in February.
No, God, no. Yeah. And what a lovely thing to do, look back at all the little things that have given you, have been little successes and joys. I love that idea. I think for what I see with members, where journaling really, really helps, is the first place, when they're new members or they are kind of stuck in a bit of a weight loss struggle, is to go and capture everything that they're eating and drinking and their activity, and being really honest about if they're using their journal to log it, when they're logging it, so that they get an understanding of if there is anything that they need to relearn, have explained, or anything they're unsure of, or anything that's going on subconsciously. So, like, if you're estimating your sins, you could capture that very quickly in your journal and understand, actually, that's what's inhibiting my ability to lose weight. It may be that you do a journal and you realize that you're just not planning your meals, so you're on the go and grabbing and not actively food optimizing 100%. A journal can be really great to capture that. It can also be really good for capturing your body magic as well, and celebrating the little habits that are forming, because you can see, actually, I started 10 days ago and look what I've done. And it can also be a great place to capture things like inches, can't it? Measure yourself. Like, could you do a journal entry every 4 weeks of your waist measurements, your hip measurements, and all of that? So again, it's using it kind of for what you need in your journey. I see a lot of people do our 12-week planners to really help them think, right, where do I want to be in 3 months, and take themselves on a 3-month journey and see about what they can change and how much weight they can lose in 3 months. So it can be so powerful.
I suppose that what you're kind of saying is coming back to the basics of setting out a plan.
100%,
really.
Yeah.
You know, Tuman is kind of, might kind of say, yeah, I'm coming to lose some weight.
Yes.
I kind of want this target, but I'll be happy maybe if I get to about this.
Setting
and we're
intention.
Not being intent, you know, yeah, with
intention,
true intentions.
Yeah.
And sometimes that can feel quite scary to put actually what the reality is down pen to paper, because
yeah.
you have to really accept it
yeah.
and see it. But I suppose with Zimmerworld, there are lots of different tools. So you said there about, you know, the planner, which is on the app.
And on the website, yeah.
And the website, yeah. And then there's also the paper food diary, which...
New members would use for the first 4 weeks, and a yeah. struggling member would be given in group if they needed that. And then alongside that, we brought out the blue journal, the 12-week journal, that is for members that want to capture what's going on in a 12-week block. It's a lovely, like, wire-bound journal, and it talks about basically how 12 weeks... It says, the next 12 weeks, 84 days, or 2016 hours could change your life. With the journal by your side and some savvy planning and plenty of support from your friends in group, who knows what you'll have achieved by the end of this book.
What, so how many hours is 12 weeks?
It's 2016, isn't it?
2016 hours, wow.
Yeah, it feels like it should be longer.
Every
than
hour
that.
Counts.
Yeah, but...
All those hours I'm watching Netflix.
Yeah, don't. But you know what I was just thinking, right? How often do we go, oh, I can't believe it's December. Where did that go? And we almost lose track of time. Now, if we kind of really focused and thought, right, I've got 3 months in front of me, what could I set out to achieve? The possibilities are endless. I've just had someone who's just the best part of 5 stone in 3 months. Like, he's absolutely changed his life in that time. He went into that journey with real intention, real focus, was very meticulous. And I think sometimes what can happen to us on a journey is we've taken the back roads and we need to come back. We need to pull ourselves back out to get focused. So a journal can be a really great way of doing that.
Just the other thing I was thinking about is, like, writing is one way.
Yes.
But one of the things I have done this year is I've got an Instagram account which has not got my name on it. I don't have any followers. I don't follow anyone. And I just take photos of my food and what I'm doing.
Oh, I was wondering what you're going to say there.
And it's like a photo journal.
Oh, I love that.
As a way of me capturing, because sometimes I don't really want to be writing out lists.
No,
and
no.
I got a bit stuck with a food diary, but I wanted to kind of see, okay, body magic and food-wise, what does it look like?
I love that.
You know, like if you laid out all the food that you'd had over 1 week and it was on the table.
Oh my God, I love those programs where they do that kind of stuff.
What would it look like? Yeah. Mine. And just to scroll through that and see all the different colours, and I'm like, yeah, actually, I had that and that looks quite boring, or I had that several times, maybe
yeah.
I need to mix that up. So, you know, drawing, writing, photo journals.
Or all of it, yeah.
It's just, the point is, we're capturing the changes that are happening and we're using it as a tool to stay, like, with these clear intentions.
Yes, yeah, I think intentions.
Stay focused.
Thing. Yeah, and it may be, like, the intention is just to have an outpouring of your thoughts. The intention is to capture your sins. The intention is to chart your body magic. It's creating something that works for you and very specific to you, because I think the more personalised and specific is really key. She's making me walk up a little bit of an incline.
Come on.
Come on.
Hill walking.
Hill walking with a knackered meniscus by Alan Mangan.
See, I do find sometimes when I am a bit stuck, I like to go for a walk and then I'll come back and I'll just jot down the thoughts
that
I've had, or I've, you know, been trying to get back into meditation and doing it on a bit more regular basis and for longer periods. So
oh, really?
For 1,000 days, I meditated every day for at
Stop
least
it.
4 minutes a day, mostly
wow.
10 minutes. I think I averaged at 9 minutes and I'm trying to do 20 minutes, but
straight
I will...
20 minutes?
Yeah.
All right.
But I will... I mean, it's guided. It's with, you know, one of the apps.
Oh, yeah.
But I have my journal next to me and my pen, because I find when my thoughts distract me, I just have to write whatever I was thinking.
Just get it out.
And separate thinking from feeling,
I think
is an interesting thing to play around with.
They're so closely connected, aren't they?
Yeah. So, you know, I just... I just find journaling one of these things. When you read books about, you know, morning routines and what do they call them, morning pages, the Artist Way talks about this, where first thing in the morning, just take a few pieces of paper and just jot down whatever comes to your mind. Don't really think about it, just get it out, and it just gets your brain working a bit more creatively.
Yeah.
Which ultimately can help in terms of problem solving, tackling challenges, you know, thinking outside the box rather than just having the same breakfast every day.
It also clears your head, doesn't it?
It does. And I mean, I've never been that disciplined. I'd love to be that kind of person, but hey, want to think of in the future. But it's whether it serves you.
Yeah.
And I just find every so often when my mind feels cloudy and I'm stuck, particularly if I've got on the scales and it hasn't been the result I've wanted, the first place I will go to is my journal.
Oh, really?
And I'll be like, right, what's actually happening here?
Yeah.
Am I sad about something and I'm sabotaging myself in some way? It just allows me to unpick things. So it's another tool.
It's another tool. It's your safe space as well, because it's yours. And I think that's really important. You don't show this to, well, it's up to you, but you know, having it be as private or as open as you want it to be, I think is really key.
Right. Well, should we go in and have a coffee?
Oh, yes, please. I need some caffeine.
Well, I hope this has been useful for you. Have a look at the tools that are available for you in the Slim World members area, whether you're an online member or a group member. Check out with your consultant. Or find the journal that works for you.
Very true.
All you need is a bit of pen and a bit of paper. You don't have to have anything too fancy. Right, into the coffee shop. Put the feet up. Anna survived a small hill.
It literally was a rise from a car park. You'd think I'd walk Mount Kilimanjaro.
Have a great week, whatever you get up to.
Bye for now.